Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Nancy and Lisa.
Well, hi, everyone. We are so excited tonight to celebrate the holidays with all of you on Chit Chat Cafe Live. It's time to sit back and relax and enjoy some chit chat with us. Our fabulous guests tonight are Carmela Tercey-Hobbins, author of Carmela Scuccina, Rudolfo Espinal Martinez of Marie Bell Chocolatier, and Kyle Weber from Just Kidding Clothing. Lisa and I have been enjoying some fun celebrations at our homes as well as other parties. Lisa, can you believe how many times we've heard about disasters?
I live them in my life all the time.
We've polled our listeners, and some of the things they've mentioned and we've actually seen at parties are, what's up with people bringing kids to parties that the invitation says adults only?
People are obnoxious. They have no manners.
Now, have you ever had to do that, Lisa, bring your kids when it's adults only?
No, I would never do that. Unless it says kids on the envelope, I would never bring my kids. There's no way I would do that. I would never do that.
No.
That's just, like, rude. It's inconsiderate of the host or the hostess.
Exactly. And then how about people that show up with other guests that you don't even call the hostess, and they've had it catered, and they don't even, you know, they're not expecting these other people?
Well, people are rude. I mean, that's just what it boils down to. People have no common sense, and so people are very rude, and I would never do that, but people do it.
So they do. So the most that I've heard about parties lately when we've been going to these holiday fun celebrations, people have been saying there's not enough wine.
Meaning what, the people are cheap, the host and the hostess are cheap?
Or they ran out, or somebody, you know, people filled their glasses too much. For me personally, when I give my parties, especially at the holidays, I love to start with appetizers and a beautiful punch.
Yeah, I like punch. I love punch bowls. I collect punch bowls.
Yeah.
I miss punch.
Love it. And then with dinner, have some wine.
But I'm Italian, so if I don't have food left over, I didn't have enough. I
that's
always have too much or more than enough. I just, that's a pet peeve of mine.
I agree with you 100%. Now, how do you feel about people that have the party at their home and their dogs are running all over jumping on people?
Well, if they hump on you, that's really embarrassing.
You know, that is just terrible.
Yeah,
or
I
if
mean,
they go to the bathroom.
Like Ralphie, he tends to get crazy when we have company. So I tie him up. I have to. I don't want him jumping on people.
Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed? We didn't have parties. We stopped having a party for a year because of our dog, Jack. However, I've noticed that he likes people. So we had to have a party just because of Jack. He wants people over, so... Yeah, too funny. He doesn't want other dogs. He just wants, you know, the people.
Well, he wants to be king.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of festivities and parties and everything, I'm really excited about our first guest. Didn't you love her cookbook?
Yes, very much
yes.
So.
So, without further ado, Carmela Tercey-Hobbins is the author of her book, Celebrations, and she also has Carmela's Cucina, which includes culinary lectures, tours, and even recipe writing. Welcome to our Chit Chat Cafe Live show, Carmela.
Well, buon Natale, Nancy and Lisa. So nice to be here with you.
Paisano.
Si, paisano. I liked hearing, Lisa, that you were Italian and how you always have to have leftovers. That's one of the things about my entertaining. When I have people over, I always have an abundance of food. It would be the most embarrassing thing for me to ever run out of food or wine. I can't imagine that ever happening. So I always have way too much, but then the neighbors the next day and my children get to take home leftovers and the neighbors get to enjoy leftovers, so everybody's happy all the time. So I think you should always have way more than you're going to need because there's always somebody that's going to eat it.
Absolutely. Party leftovers are fun anyway for the next day.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And they taste better the next day sometimes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, we love your book. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. It's gorgeous.
Well, thank you. This has been a labor of love. It's taken me about 3 years to actually get it all put together. Celebrations with Carmela's Cucina is actually my second cookbook, and I worked very closely with my husband on this book as well. He did the wine pairings. There are 14 complete menus in the cookbook that start with New Year's Day and work around the calendar year. And of course we have some uniquely American celebrations like Thanksgiving and the 4th of July that are included in the book, and then some typical Italian celebrations like Carnivale. But all of the recipes have an Italian twist to them, and I say that they're recipes that are great for celebrations, but you can use them for everyday recipe cooking and everyday cooking as well. And then the wine pairings are just great. There's a little section in each chapter that's I call Carmela's Comments, where I give entertaining tips and ideas of how to change up a recipe and make it uniquely your own and that kind of thing. So it's been a fun little book. Erica Lokes was a food photographer and stylist on the book, and we just had a lot of fun putting it all together. We were celebrating Christmas in July with the photos and preparations of food and that kind of thing, and it was just really a lot of fun to put it together, and it's been a very nice cookbook now for the holidays, but for all year round as well.
And we love it. I need pictures in my cookbooks.
Yes, it really helps so you have an idea of what the finished product is supposed to look like. And we have a lot of pictures, both of the food and from my culinary tours, and pictures of my big, fat Italian family. And we just really like to have a lot of photos, too. People tell me all the time that that's one of the things that they really enjoy about my two cookbooks are the photos that I've included and the stories that I tell about growing up in an Italian family. So it's always kind of fun to read other people's stories, I think, and I let you in on some of our family secrets through my writing.
I love it. And you look very lovely, Carmela, in your picture.
Thank you so much. That's nice of you to say.
Well, we have to give a shout-out to our local Minnesota Care 11 TV, Channel 11. That's where I found you.
Oh, it is. Okay, did you see me on one of the segments there, I'll bet?
I did, and I fell in love with you, and I had to Google and find you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you took the time and effort to do that. That's great. They're really great to work with over there, and I try to be on their show about once a month, so it's really nice. It's a little bit different because it's a TV as opposed to being on radio, so it's kind of fun. You have to get everything done in a couple minutes, prepare a recipe and all in a couple of minutes, so that's
exactly.
That's really
fun. Well, Lisa
fun.
And I love to cook, and Lisa's Italian, but I pretend to be.
Yes, well, that's good. Lots of people pretend to be Italian, and we love people who like to be like Italian, so I think that that's great. Lisa, do you do the Feast of the Seven Fishes in your family for Christmas?
Got all the fish ordered.
You've
My mom
got
made the bacalao. She's made the bacalao, the calamad, fried shrimp. We're having boiled shrimp. We're having crab cakes.
You're having the whole thing. You're having it all. Well, you know, they say that they have that the Italians celebrate the Feast of the Seven Fish because it used to be before Vatican II that we couldn't eat meat on the day before Christmas. It was a day where we needed to fast. And, of course, Italy is surrounded by water, and Calabria, the province from which my family comes, is completely surrounded by water. So we eat a lot of seafood anyway. And because of the restrictions of not eating meat the day before Christmas, or the Vigila, which means the vigil, the Christmas vigil, they came up with the idea of seven fish. Now, we're not sure why they call it the seven fishes, maybe the 7 days of the week or the seven sacraments. So some Italian families will eat 13 different kinds of fish, and they say that that's for the 12 apostles and for Jesus. So there's many, you know, ideas around the seven fish, but I just thought I would mention to you that the fish that are most commonly eaten in Italy for the Feast of the Seven Fish are the baccalà, the salt cod that Lisa mentioned earlier, the calamari. Then they'll eat eel, mussels, clams, sardines, and octopus. Now,
my grandmother used to do it. The old folks used to do that.
Right. They love doing that. Now, in my family this year, we're going to have the mussels, the calamari. We're going to do shrimp. And we're actually going to do some salmon and scallops. So I kind of do different things around the
scallops as well.
Yeah. So, and my mother used to always do the baccalà, which was wonderful, the salt cod, which needs to be soaked for 3 days, and the water changed every couple of hours and everything. It's a lot of work, but it's well worth it. It's just awesome. Besides the Feast of the Seven Fish, of course, which is our traditional Christmas Eve dinner, I have a fabulous Christmas Day menu and a wonderful New Year's menu, New Year's Eve menu, and New Year's Day. The New Year's Day menu is really fun because it's a soup buffet with a wonderful stromboli that goes with the different soups. It's kind of one of those fun meals where you bring everybody into the kitchen and let them help you put it together with a couple of great candy recipes for the kids to help with. And there's lots of wonderful recipes. I love the Valentine's Day dinner, which includes some beef Wellington. And then I even throw in my cousin Vicenza's risotto tre colore, which is a layered risotto dish. And it ends up, when you slice it, it looks like the Italian flag. Red, white, and green. So that's another beautiful dish. But there's lots of beautiful dishes. Many of the recipes I have gotten through my culinary tours that I lead to Italy. And then my family owns a restaurant in Des Moines, Iowa. So there's many family recipes in the cookbook. And then just growing up with two great Italian grandmothers who love to cook, and my mom as well. So lots of good information there. Lots of great eating going on for a lot of generations.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell us about some of your lectures that you do and your tours.
Well, the tours are really fun. We do the tours in the fall of the year. I've been doing this for 8 years. I have been leading tours to Tuscany for, as I said, 8 years. I have an Italian-American business partner over there that helps me with the tours. She lives in Tuscany, in outside of the little town of Lucca. She lives there permanently. She's got a business selling real estate, and also she helps people looking for vacation rentals. She places them in beautiful vacation rentals. So 8 years ago, we came together to start doing the culinary tours, or I like to think of them more as food and wine tours. We visit places like Florence, Lucca, Siena, San Gimignano. We spend a day in Chianti. We go to Cinque Terre, and we hike, and we do a couple of cooking classes, and that's just a lot of fun. A one-week tour, we rent one of the villas, so we stay in the villa. They're all small groups, Nancy and Lisa. There's a maximum of 14 people, and then our driver, Marzio, picks us up every day in his 16-passenger bus and takes us touring. So I don't know if either one of you have ever driven in Italy before. It can be very crazy driving in Italy. So it's fabulous to have a driver, and then that way you can really enjoy the food and wine. You don't have to worry about getting around. Marzio does it all for us. And then most recently, about 2 years ago, I started taking culinary tours to Calabria. And Calabria is the toe of Italy, or the boot. It's right across the Straits of Messina, right across from Sicily. It's one of the most southern provinces of Italy. This is where my family comes from. This is where many of my cousins and aunts and uncles still live, where they have a winery that's a very well-known Italian winery throughout Europe and becoming better known in the U.S. And we do our food and wine tours around that winery. We have a couple of harvest days, which is really fun. We watch them make wine. We go up into the mountains of La Sila. We have a little boat cruise on the Ionian Sea, eat lots of good food, and then when we're done visiting that area. After we've seen the Greek and Roman ruins of that area, we make our way up to the Amalfi Coast, and we visit places like Positano, Amalfi, Sorrento, and it's a fabulous trip as well. So you asked also about the lecturing. I do go out to groups and talk to them about traveling to Italy. I speak to them about growing up in an Italian-American family. I do this at Italian cultural centers, women's groups, libraries. I kind of go around and talk to them with that and bring lots of pictures to show of those different areas. So I like to go out and talk to people and promote the Italian culture.
What's just fabulous.
Thank you.
And tell us about, especially, we're excited to hear about your recipe writing. How do you come up with all your recipes?
Oh, well, that's really fun. Well, first of all, I should say, growing up in an Italian-American family, we always did a lot of scratch cooking. And my grandmothers and mother being, you know, children of the Depression and a number of wars, they really knew how to stretch the food, and they did what we call cucina povera, which means the poor man's kitchen, but the food that came out of those kitchens were absolutely unbelievable. So I've taken a lot of the recipes that we just would put together without a recipe. I've put those down on paper and have included those in my cookbooks. Again, a lot of recipes from the culinary tours have gone into the cookbook and from my brother's restaurant. But when I look at a recipe, if I'm flipping through somebody else's cookbook or I'm flipping through a magazine, I look at a recipe and I think about different ways that I can change it up before I've even made it the way the author suggests, just to see how I can make that recipe uniquely mine. And then, of course, with recipe writing, you have to test and retest and retest. So there's always a lot of food being cooked in my kitchen. And fortunately, I have three sons and a husband who like to eat. So they critique my food, and we try to figure out how we can make it better by changing the herbs or the spices, changing out the vegetables and that kind of thing. And you just have to work at it a little bit, and it's really fun. I get inspired by going to farmers markets. I get a CSA in the summertime, Community Supported Agriculture. A farmer brings me a crop share every week, and I never really know, well, I kind of know seasonally what it's going to be, but I'm never really sure what's going to come in that crop share, so I create recipes from what the farmer brings me. Italian women really don't go to the grocery store with a grocery list. They go to the grocery store, I should say markets. They don't really go to grocery stores. They go to the markets, and they see what's fresh. And whatever's fresh and looks good to them, they buy. And then they go home and figure out how to cook it. American women figure out what they want to buy at a grocery store, make their list, and go to the grocery store. But sometimes we don't eat seasonally that way. So it's just a different way of looking at food, I think.
What pasta do you make on Christmas Eve? Just go back to Christmas Eve for a second. Do you make pasta?
Christmas Eve? Well, actually, this year I am not going to be making any pasta, but in my menu book, I have a pasta with clam sauce, linguine with clam sauce. But we're not making the linguine with clam sauce this year. I don't know why, but it just didn't make the menu this year. It's a fabulous recipe, however, and it's really good, and we will have it sometime during the holiday season, but just not for Christmas Eve. Another pasta that we have a lot at Christmas, not usually Christmas Eve, but more Christmas Day, is what we call pasta al forno. And pasta al forno is a baked pasta. So we take rigatoni and we parboil it, and then we sauce it with a wonderful rich Italian tomato sauce with miniature little meatballs the size of marbles. So imagine it takes hours to roll out those meatballs, but that's when I call in all the kids and nieces and nephews, and we make a party out of making meatballs. And in this pasta, we have meatballs. We can put some ground sausage into the sauce, and we bake it with three or four different kinds of cheeses, with hard-boiled eggs, and it all goes into a great big ceramic pasta dish, and then we bake it for about an hour, and when it comes out, we have this beautiful, bubbly, tomatoey, cheesy pasta dish that everybody absolutely loves, and we call it pasticcina, or Pasta al Forno, and that's one of our most beloved Calabrian Christmas dishes.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, you should be, because it's really good. Nancy,
sounds...
you'll have to come over sometime over the holidays, and I'll make it for you.
Oh, you know, I would love to meet you, and I'm going to get Lisa to come to Minnesota. She's in the New Jersey area.
Okay, well, lots of Italians in the New Jersey area.
Oh, yeah,
right. And
right
so...
outside of Philly, near the Italian market.
Yes, a lot of good Italian food there.
Yep.
So sometime when Lisa comes this way, we'll have her come over, too, to meet you.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we do have a link on our website so our listeners can find you and order your fabulous Celebrations with Carmela's Cucina book.
Right. And if you want a culinary tour, contact me, too, at www.carmiscucina.com. I'd love to hear from some of your listeners. That would be great.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Carmela, would you join us again another time to talk more?
Oh, I would love to anytime. You just let me know when, and I'd be happy to join you.
We would love that.
Bye,
you
Carmela.
Are delightful.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun
Merry
for
Christmas.
Me, too. Bon Natale and Bon Capodanno. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Sweet lady.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Well, before we take a commercial break, I have a shout-out. We have a listener. We're, of course, everybody knows we're Worldwide Radio, but I have a special friend listening tonight. His name is Cheryl Joseph Shurian Josie. He's from India, but studying in Manchester, England, and he's listening to us live today. So I want to say hi to him. Hi, Cheryl.
Well, that is hello all the way to India.
Yeah. No, he's in Manchester, England.
Right.
In England.
But,
he's up listening late to us today. So
good. And to all of his friends in India is what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exciting. Well, we're thanking our sponsor, Laura Geller Makeup, and you can find her link on our website as well, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We're going to take a quick commercial break, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Welcome back, everyone. We are very excited and proud to chat with our next guest, Kyle Weber of Just Kidding Clothing, along with Travis Jerome. Kyle's joining us tonight. Would you believe, everyone, they are the founders of Just Kidding Clothing line, and they're in their early 20s, successful businessmen. So let's hear all about it. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live, Kyle.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. It's so great that you can join us.
Well, this is very exciting. I'm excited to chit-chat.
Yeah. Well, we love your website, and we like looking at all those shirts. And how did you start this?
It all started, we were living down in Florida, and we had a cooler scooter business at the time, and we were renting these little coolers out. And one day, Travis just came home, and I just presented an idea. I said, hey, you know, would you want to start a clothing company? And he goes, no. I'm like, I'm just kidding. And he goes, no, but seriously. So it all started where I actually took the pen that I had at the time, and I drew on my ex-girlfriend's wall the first ever logo, put Just Kidding underneath it, and signed But Seriously next to it, and said, hey, this is something that everyone says, Just Kidding. And when everyone says Just Kidding, they mean But Seriously, but they never say it. Why can't we make people wear it and become a trend? And he thought after that, he's like, oh my gosh, what an amazing idea. And that's kind of where it started, and we brought it up to Minnesota after that. So.
And you're from Minnesota, both of you?
Yeah, we grew up our entire life. We've been kind of partners in crime. We've been best friends since like third grade, so we were those goofballs all through junior high and high school. So.
Well, I think that's great. Well, I love your website, especially your True Story Tour. I love it that you go out and talk to schools, and you touched my heart when you went to the Children's Hospital. Tell all our listeners about that.
Oh, yeah, the Children's Hospital, it's a blessing for us. I mean, we're very blessed with what we have, and it's only fair for us to, you know, help out as many people as we can. And we worked with the Children's Hospital here in Minnesota. Every single, like, usually Thursday, we try to go and help out the kids. They're unable to come down, but they're able to do it from their rooms with their parents. And there's a green screen with this guy named the Dude that they call. He's like an actor, and we go on there, and we just motivate the kids, have fun, play games, and just kind of just liven up everything that they, you know, they're about. And we just, I don't know, it's really a fun thing for us to do because it keeps us humble. It keeps us from, you know, getting those big heads and growing into those business owners that we don't ever want to be. So it's a wonderful thing for us to do collaborations with them.
And it looks at, and the pictures on your website, it looks like the children really enjoyed that.
Oh, they have they have a blast. Every single, and it's cool because the kids get to, we occasionally will bring some pizza boxes because that's what we deliver our stuff in. So if you ever order from us, it comes in a Just Kidding Clothing pizza box we customize.
I got mine today. You sent them out today. I got one today. It's adorable.
Did you love it? So it's just when they get that.
Adorable. I love it.
And thank like you. We are just thrilled to have you share with us. And it's so much fun promoting things that we love. And thank you for sharing those shirts with us.
Oh, of course, of course. And you better wear them all the time, okay? Remember, every day's a new day, rocking JK, so
that's
wear them
right.
all the time.
And not only that, but, you know, this shirt that you shared with us, Lisa's son goes to college in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
And my daughter lives in New York City, so these shirts are going to go all over.
That is exactly what we want to hear. That's good. We want to make it a nationwide, you know, company before we go worldwide with it. That's exciting. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. We're so proud of you. So with both of you being so young and you just started this, is this your full-time job?
It's starting to get to the point where we can make it full-time jobs. We just have a lot of overhead, essentially. Like we, at 21, we bought our first house together. Don't worry, we have girlfriends, so we're not that type of couple. But We have like houses, we have our cars, our vehicles. So what we do is we still have like part-time jobs here and there that we kind of juggle between the business. But we both do cell phones. So he works for T-Mobile and I manage for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. So we have pretty much all of them. So that's what we do.
Well, that's wonderful. I love some of the names of the T-shirts. To everyone listening on Chit Chat Cafe Live, go to their website. Some of the shirts a word search or Pez. Oh, tell us about the Kev glove covers.
The Kev glove, yeah, that was something we did a collaboration with. It was called the Minnesota Knit Mill. It's here in Minnesota, and you can check those guys out too. And what we did is they kind of came up with an idea with Kevlar. Like they had no idea what to do with it, but Kevlar is like indestructible and it's burn proof. And I mean, everyone, the cops wear it for, you know, their vests and stuff. But Kevlar, what we thought is most kids get these things from their grandmother. They're those beautiful gloves, and they go up these tow ropes and they start tearing up these like $100, $40 gloves. It's kind of a bummer. So what we did is we designed something to go around those gloves so that if you're going up the tow rope, it's only going to destroy the Kev glove. It's not going to destroy the gloves that you have. So that's something we decided to do, and that's our, it's ours. So there's nobody else that has that in the world, and we got exclusive rights to it. So we're trying to trendset that right now.
Well, that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very warm?
Not like your gloves. It goes right over the top of your gloves. Your glove is what keeps you warm. It's just the protection is what they do. Yeah, and then you can use them for paintball also. I used to play paintball for a living, and it's a perfect thing. I tried them out when I was playing paintball. You can put them around the other way, and they work really good for that sport too.
Well, speaking of people that you know, I have to give a personal shout-out from a friend of yours. His name is Jack Sukup.
Oh, okay.
So he was really excited that you're on the show tonight and
wanted
to say hello.
Tell me to say hi. Yeah, that's awesome.
I will. So what I'm especially attracted to is that you have limited quantity of T-shirts. Share that news with us.
Yeah, the limited quantity is when I grew up, I used to go to school all the time, and I would see somebody with the same exact thing that my parents, you know, bought me with their hard-earned money. And I'm thinking, wow, I have this sweatshirt from Abercrombie & Fitch and somebody else has it. Gosh dang it, this frustrates the heck out of me. And everyone has gone through that, whether it's a lady that walks into prom and she has the same dress on as this other lady and she's like, well, really, you're going to wear the same dress as me? Like, that whole feeling of not feeling exclusive is important to my business. And Travis and I, we thought about this and we're like, why don't we make a limited quantity of every T-shirt that we make or whatever we produce so that when a person's wearing it and they see somebody else with it on, it's not going to frustrate them because why? They're a part of Just Kidding Clothing. They're a part of something, and they start a conversation for them instead of being frustrated that somebody else has it on. And that's kind of what we did with it. And we also, with our T-shirts, we thought most T-shirt companies, they don't have a niche like this. Why don't we give 25% of our proceeds from each T-shirt to a different charity or something that's going to be positive? Because at our age, we always thought, okay, when we become successful, then we can start giving away. But then we thought, why don't we just do it while we're becoming successful? Why can't we give away, you know, a like portion of the proceeds to whatever, you know, charity? And that's what we kind of thought of. So, and every single shirt has limited numbers on the back of each T-shirt too. So they're all authenticity and everything like that. So very exclusive.
Well, that is exciting. We're so proud of you. And
thank you.
Kyle is from my hometown in Minnesota, and I'm just really proud. It's been delightful to have you on our show, Kyle.
I just appreciate everything. I mean, we're so blessed right now, and it's just to have these opportunities and stuff. It means a lot to us. So thank you so much, too.
We'll have to check back and have you back on again when Travis can join us, too. But in the meantime, all of our listeners can click on our Chicha Cafe Live website, and the link will take you right to your website to order these fabulous T-shirts.
That is great. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yep, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
You
say
too.
Hi to Travis.
All right,
bye.
Yeah, we will, definitely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, intimacy bras make sexy Christmas gifts. And we'd like to thank them for being our fabulous sponsor. You can find them on our website as well with a link. So click away and order some wonderful, sexy lingerie for your loved ones. Right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we love ours.
Underwear.
So we're taking a quick commercial break.
Wear nice underwear in case you get in a car accident.
Yeah, exactly. At this time of year with the icy roads. We're taking a quick commercial break. Stay with us. We've got an exciting guest coming up. And if not, we're going to be chatting about holidays.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Well, I have to tell everyone, Rudolfo, our guest from Maribel Chocolates, will be joining us another time. He's busy making the chocolates, which are fabulous. Lisa, aren't they?
I know. This is what happens with live radio. This is not the first time this happened to us. Like, it'll be the last.
No.
Right?
But I have to tell you, I was just in New York City last week visiting my daughter, mm-hmm. and I stopped by Maribel Chocolates. Oh, my goodness. The
Isn't
chocolates
the cutest
were...
little shop? It's such an adorable little shop. My girlfriend and I went, and it's like an old-fashioned candy store. It's with the real high ceilings. And in the back, they have this adorable little area where you can have crepes. And tea or coffee. Isn't it cute? Did you see the back?
Yes. Well, I peeked back there, but Megan and I, we bought some chocolates and a hot chocolate and left to finish walking and doing everything we were doing. Did you stay and eat?
Yeah, we had crepes, of course. Well, we went and had lunch somewhere, I forget, somewhere in Soho. And then we walked to Marie Bell's, and we went in. You know, you look at all the chocolates. They're all really pretty. And they use all different kinds of spices in their chocolates, like cardamom and, you know, different unusual.
From all over the world.
Right. Would you believe I don't like chocolate? I think I'm the only person in the whole world that doesn't like chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not like chocolate. I don't enjoy it. It's not, I just, to eat a piece of candy, it just doesn't appeal to me. I like chocolate cake. But I don't like chocolate ice cream. I drink hot chocolate, but I won't eat chocolate candy. I just, bleh.
Really? I like dark chocolate.
I feel like a freak of nature because everybody
else
likes chocolate.
No, that's funny. My husband does not like chocolate either, but I like dark chocolate.
Well, it's healthy for you. They say a little bit, like an ounce a day is healthy for you.
Yes, and so I try to have my 1 ounce a day. So Megan and I did enjoy, we purchased two small, they're small, about 1 ounce, chocolates, mm-hmm. and we chose the peanut butter chocolate, and believe it or not, whiskey chocolate.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I mean, I've personally never had a whiskey drink,
mm-hmm.
so I can't say that it tasted like whiskey, but it was in there, I guess. It was delicious. It's some of the best chocolate I've ever had in my life.
There's another, I've heard that cayenne pepper is another popular ingredient to put into chocolate. I guess it gives it a little bit of a bite.
Yeah.
A little bit
and
of kick.
I recently had a different chocolate. It was a chocolate-covered caramel with sea salt on the top.
Yeah, that's becoming more and more popular. I've seen that, too. Or caramels with sea salt. That I would like. Is that like a caramels I like?
Yes. Now, a lot of people in Minnesota make homemade caramels. They're very delicious.
I'm always afraid I'm going to, like, to pull a cavity out of
my head. I know. No, these are very soft. Yeah, these are soft. Very good. Well, I have to say that my trip to New York just lately was, I checked a few things off of my New York City bucket list. For example, I love the movie Serendipity. Do you like that one, Lisa?
It was stupid. I usually like stupid romantic comedies, but that one I really...
Really? I don't know why. It's not my favorite, but I really like it. I personally in love with the whole idea of serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
Not the movie, but I'm in love with the whole idea of it. Mm-hmm. Serendipity. So I went for the first time to Serendipity's, and we had lunch and shared an ice cream.
You didn't get the frozen hot chocolate?
We did. That's what we had.
Yeah, we used to take the kids there all the time when they were little.
Can you believe it was my first time?
Isn't it cute?
It was darling.
It's hard to get in, though. You got to make a reservation a lot of times, like way in advance.
We did, however. We went on a Thursday afternoon at 2 in the afternoon. So that must have been a good time to go.
I know. New York at Christmas, for all you folks that have never been there, it's just magical. It's magical, but it's also could be a nightmare. Because the crowds. I mean,
right.
You can't even see into Saks Fifth Avenue's window. It's like 10 people deep. And you don't even have to walk. The people actually carry you because it's, the crowds are so dense that they carry you along. You don't have to walk.
And the shows and everything is bigger than life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the displays.
The tree, Rockefeller Center. It's magical. It's just, we're going next Wednesday. We're going to see Ground Zero.
We went to see that. It was just magnificent. I am so thrilled with what they did.
Oh, are you?
I really like it.
I haven't been down that way. Well, I've been like to Little Italy and all that that's down that way, but I haven't actually seen the site.
Well, I really like it. It's in the footprints of the Twin Towers. They're a little smaller than the actual exact size, so that they could accommodate people and make space for people to walk in between.
Okay.
But the waterfall and the names, everyone's name lit up. We went in the evening. It was gorgeous with the lights. It's really breathtaking. It was really humbling, and I'm excited for you to go.
Yeah, we're going as a family. We're all going, my brother, my sister, my mom.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Because Megan and I went as a family, and it was the two of us. That was our family that night.
That's all right. Whatever works for you.
So another thing on my bucket list for New York City, Megan and I did, we went into Christie's auction.
Ooh.
And this was something that I planned to do that night because it was the second night of the auction for Elizabeth Taylor's clothing.
Ooh.
The
now, how
first
does that work?
Night,
anybody can just walk in, or do you have to pay to get in?
You can. Anybody can go in. You don't have to pay. However, we were not bidding. If you were part of the auction to bid, maybe you'd need to have a reservation and pay. I'm not sure of that, but we were observers, and we went and observed and enjoyed, and it was so fascinating. They showed pictures of her clothing. They told who the designer was and the price, and the bidding began. But, Lisa, it was amazing, not only the bidding in the room, but, of course, international online bidding.
Yeah, so how much was this stuff going for?
Well, it depends. Some of the articles were of clothing, like a beautiful dress. That one went for $3,500, another one for $5,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, this was just her clothing the night we went. The night before, it was her jewelry.
Magnificent to see.
One of her rings went for a couple million dollars.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine having that much money sitting around the house?
No. But it was really fun to hear the auctioneers and all the lady conducting the auction, the auctioneer. She was dressed exquisitely in a sparkling gown. It was beautiful. So it was really fun. So we look forward to our next time together, Lisa and I, with Betty Ann in New York City. That will be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. You'll go in January.
Yes. And we'll stop by to Marie Belle and have some chocolates again. So it happened, the party's been fun.
I'm sick of the mall.
Yeah. Well, you work at the malls. How many malls?
I've been to 10 malls in the last 2 weeks. I'm just sick of parking lots, crowded, fighting for parking spaces. It's a good thing I'm pretty laid back, because it gets really, like, old after a while.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas time, of course. It's my busy time of year, so, you know, what are you going to do? But it's just tiresome. Are you all wrapped and everything?
I am. I did something new this year.
What'd you do?
When I would purchase a gift, I'd come home right away and I'd wrap it. So everything's wrapped.
That's smart. I mean, see, that's what tonight I was doing. I throw everything in my walk-in closet. I just throw everything in when I come in from the store. Just throw it in. And then I can't even open the door. So just sorting everything, put everything in boxes and make it nice and neat. So I'm probably, you know, I'm about 90% wrapped now, thank God.
I love that. And Lisa, when I was chatting with you the other day on the phone, you were telling me about each of your kids gets a different color wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that idea.
I don't do tags, too lazy. So I, you know, just, you know, Adam has a certain wrap, Elizabeth has a certain wrap, and Joe has a certain wrap, and Bud has a certain wrap. So I just put all the presents out, and everybody knows, you know, whose is whose.
Now, in our family, we take turns opening a gift, and everybody watches, and
we do that, too. They'll take turns. Yep.
Yeah, and our little dog, Jack, has to go last.
He has a stocking, too, I'm sure, right?
He does, in gifts, but his gifts, he has to open them last so that he doesn't get the idea that he can just start opening. Yeah. Oh, Jack got a Christmas card in the mail.
From who?
From his camp. When I have to go away, we call it camp. Or the hotel spa for dogs where Jack goes. They all signed it, and they addressed it to Mr. Jack Barty, and he got mail. It's so cute. Do you know what, Lisa? We have it up on our fireplace mantle, Jack's Christmas card.
That's funny. That's cute.
It's really fun.
Yeah, we buy our dogs. Kathy and Molly will have gifts, of course.
It's nice.
Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do Christmas Eve and Christmas? What is your tradition?
Well, Christmas Eve, this year we're having Italian food.
Oh, what are you having?
We're having like a pasta bar.
Ooh.
We're going to have some different pastas and different sauces. So you can just have samplings of a whole bunch of different things with salad. And then we go to Mass on Christmas Eve at midnight. The midnight Mass is always so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas morning, we open gifts, and we'll have dinner together. What about your family?
Well, we did a big Italian Christmas. Christmas Eve is our big thing. I'm going to have like 25 people here for the seven fishes. And that's just our thing. And then Christmas Day is very laid back. We have brunch at my mom's, and then the kids go over in their pajamas, and we just sit around and, you know, open gifts, and then watch movies, and then we'll have, you know, ravioli for dinner later. You know, at the nighttime.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, Christmas Eve is our big, big thing.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know that your cookie business has been busy. I love the pictures of all your cookies that you bake.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite movie.
Do you like The Christmas Story? I can't get into that. Like, TBS is going to have it on for a full 24 hours. I think I'm the only person that I don't like chocolate and The Christmas Story.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I watch a little bit of it. Every year we have to put the DVD in to watch, what is it, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Oh, we're doing that tomorrow night at my sister's. We have Christmas Vacation night. I love that.
Yeah, we love that. And I love to watch all the old ones, The Bells of St. Mary,
I've never seen any of those,
Wonderful Life.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Really? Every year I watch them.
I watched The Holiday.
that's fun.
Christmas. I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
With Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz and Jude Law and Jack Black. That's a good movie.
Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this is fun, and we thank everyone for listening tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live. We would especially like to thank our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. A special thank you and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to our producer, Corey. You can listen to Corey's Corey King Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Artist First.
I'd like to thank our guests Carmela and Kyle. And don't forget to listen to our archives. All you have to do is go onto our website, click down to the show you want, click on the date, and you listen. You can do it while you're playing on Facebook. You can do it while you're doing your expense reports for work. And just enjoy some of our past shows. We've had some really cool guests on.
And speaking of Christmas movies, one of my favorites, I can watch it during the whole year, is Elf. So I'd like to leave everyone with a quote tonight for Elf. I actually have it on my Facebook right now. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Happy holidays, everyone.
Good night.
Carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make